This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
One more drop of bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, bliss. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. I'm broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And, boy, did I take a beating last night at the meetup. Everybody wants the website up. Okay. I got to work on it more. So my plan is to have it up by this week, by the end of this weekend. So, and that's where you'll find the list to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheehan is with us. And we're going to talk about off-grid living. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Thank you, Vince. Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm pretty hot. I'm looking at this letter from our bank. Actually, I've got two of them in front of me from two different banks, and I did a bad thing, a terrible thing, something that no one should ever do. And what I did was I have funds in these two banks that I don't go to very often. One is out of state. It's 1,000 miles away. I've done business with them since for decades, about 25 years. And I had no activity on this account. So they're charging me $7 per month, but because the account's inactive, they only send me a statement every 3 months. So they hit me with $21 every 3 months for not using my free account. Okay, that's one. The other one is a local bank that I just don't go to this particular town very often, and they're charging me $5 a month because of inactivity. So I went actually to the branch, not in that this bank has multiple branches in Missouri, and I went to the one in Springfield yesterday. I was at the meetup, and I spent some time at the branch to just resolve this, to get this $5 a month forever charge to stop and to reactivate my account. Now, what I'm guilty of is doing nothing. Because I did not use the account, they're charging me $5 a month. And they said, okay, well, we need to make sure that you're safe. We need to make sure that you're you. So we need two proofs of identification. I have this letter, and all I'm asking them to do is reactivate my account. I'm not asking them to withdraw any money. All I want them to do is turn it back on and stop this $5 fee per month. They require identification, driver's license, in order to turn my account back on. They will not do it without me providing a driver's license. So I said, okay, we'll just close the account. They said, okay, we can do that. We need your driver's license. So I'm stuck. I am absolutely stuck by the abomination that has happened to this country. Things have changed. That's what the bank has told me. Things have changed. Now, to keep me safe.
It's a slow indoctrination, Vince. And it's funny when you think about the fact that you need a driver's license to reactivate your account. Now you can vote in America without a driver's license, depending on what group you're from, of course.
Right.
You know, and this, folks, this is why you always hear me say, how can we be the land of the free and the home of the brave if we don't stand for principle? And we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everybody in American soil. And we don't. We're not individuals anymore. We're looked at as groups. And unless we stick together and draw a line in the sand and have zero tolerance for political correctness and get rid of this cookie-cutter, follower, political correct lifestyle that we lead, we will lose more freedoms and liberties every day.
Well, the call I had this morning before the broadcast, I called my branch, the one that I would normally use, that's only 25 miles away. And she said, okay, well, we can, I'm so sorry about that fee. And she's really a wonderful woman, and a lady. And she said, you know, I'm sorry about that fee, but that happens, it's automatic. And I'll be glad to remove that. All you have to do is come into the bank and bring your driver's license and, you know, we'll get this fixed. I said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I hardly come to the town anymore. And I explained to her that I'm a farmer. And she said, well, I'll tell you what we can do. Is there a bank that you do deal with? And I said, well, I don't deal with them very often either because I just don't like going. I just don't like leaving the farm. Well, she said, I'll tell you what, if they know who you are, you can have them request that your funds be sent right to them. And we'll send them to you, to that other bank. And we'll close your account for you. So what's happening is banks can work together, but if you don't continuously prove who you are, you're going to have to do it. If your account goes dormant, you will have to, by federal regulations, update your account information. They want a continuous update of who you are. Now, I said, you know, I don't have, I'm not a felon. I haven't been arrested. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm married to the same gal for 35 years. Nothing's changed. I live in the same house. Nothing has changed. There is nothing to update. Nothing. She said, well, we still need to, you know, update your records. She said, you know, I have this job. I've been here for a long time. I kind of like my job. I'd like to keep my job. I'd like to keep it until retirement. And this is what they make me do. I'm sorry. It's just like Nazi Germany. You know, just following orders. She said, she agreed with me. She literally agreed with me. And I asked her, how many people actually object to this? And she said, there are people who object. And I said, you know, my number is 3%. My take on is about 3% actually speak up. And I think she agreed with that number, that there are very few people who speak up, speak out, and challenge the system. Very, very few. Most people, she agreed, most people just put up with it. I can't believe it. Now, right down the road from them, there's a store, a home store called Lowe's. And it's a building supply and plumbing supply and electrical supply and so forth. Home improvement, I guess, is what you might call it. And one day I went in there and I bought, when we were building the house about 8 or 9 years ago, I bought a lot of plumbing fittings, all kinds of, about 200 of them, I think. And they were all different ones. And it took me hours to select all of these fittings I needed. I brought them to the cash register. They rang up all these fittings, 11 cents, 9 cents, 15 cents, 21 cents. And they rang it up, and the cashier said, okay, swipe your card. I swipe my card. She goes, okay, I need to see your license. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. And I said, here's what you can do. You can put all these back. It took me hours to find them. But you can put them all back, or you can let this transaction go through. Because it didn't say fraud. It didn't say over limit. It didn't say confiscate the card. It didn't say something was wrong with my card, did it? Nope. And so she finally decided what a pain in the neck it would be to put. It must have been like, I don't know, let's say, bags full of these plumbing fittings, PVC fittings. She decided it was too much of a hassle. She's just going to let it go. She thought maybe I wasn't going to, you know, rip off the store. Well, I bought paint from them. Same store, and they wanted to see my driver's license to buy paint, and I kept saying no, and they mixed paint for me. They mixed 12 gallons of paint, actually 13 gallons of paint, and they wanted my driver's license. and I wouldn't do it. They ate 13 gallons of paint because I wouldn't give them my driver's license to pay with a credit card. I told them I'm not a criminal, and I refuse to be treated like one. Mm-hmm. And they tell me it's for my own good. It's my own protection. How is it for my protection? Nothing has happened. Nothing. How is it for my protection that I have to produce an ID everywhere I go? Well, I can tell you, here's the result. Lowe's, in the area, in that particular store that gave me a hard time, stopped asking for driver's licenses. They stopped. They don't do it anymore. And I will continue to shop there if I have to, if I have no other choice. Other stores don't ask me for my ID. Why is that? So what I'm saying, Rich Sheehan, is we can resist and we can be effective by making a lot of noise and causing problems for them by not agreeing to go along with their rules.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I outline in the book the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient, because the middle class is crashing. Mm-hmm. And, I give evidence and examples that show it's not just ignorance, apathy, and indifference, but what's really killing us, folks, is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. In other words, the fear of telling the truth. In other words, the fear of just being put in that 3%, like Vince mentioned earlier, where people are afraid to speak out. Because when we're looked at just as groups, you know, by skin pigmentation or gender or anything to do with sex, which are, I realize there's more groups than that, but those are the three big dividers here in America. We're really losing our rights because civil rights policies were designed to be judged by individual merit and not what group we're in. So when the powers that be are positioning themselves to create this illusion of equality, they're really lowering the quality of life for the whole country as a whole. And they're doing this in increments. And if you look at, like, the Alinsky Marxist Communist Manifesto papers, it's done. It's designed to be done in increments, all social orientation. And it's basically not designed for the masses to increase their quality of life. It's designed to keep present powers in wealth, to keep the status quo. Because a lot of these people have so much money at the very top, they're addicted to power, wealth, and control, like a meth addict on the street. And if we don't speak up, we're not going to have any rights left at all. So I applaud you, Vince, for what you've done.
Well, Rich, I applaud you for what you've done. You've jumped off the corporate ladder to live as a free man as best you can. We're going to talk with Rich Sheehan when we come back. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. The book.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rich Cheban wrote this book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And it's the story of how he left a job in New York City, a well-paying job, one that had lots of fun associated with it, the nightlife that was associated with it, and moved to Montana to live off-grid. Rich, I know some people who have jobs, have a home, apartments. You know, they go to work, they come home from work, and then they look for something to do. Like, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know. since you live on your farm, have you ever had the occasion to just, I don't know, I'm bored. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Has that ever happened since you've been on your farm with your off-grid living lifestyle?
Well, no. I can probably do stuff 24/7. Obviously, I don't have the ability to work around the clock and not sleep and eat. But, you know, I really look forward to a balanced life because mm-hmm. back when I was living back in New York, we didn't have a balance between, remember back in the 60s and 70s, and even the 80s, people used to say, hey, we worked hard, but we played hard. Yeah, people don't say that anymore. And we're losing that balance between old and new, between nature and technology, between city and country, between spending and saving. And, you know, hard work and passions and interests. I see America really losing course and being addicted to certain things like what I call the blue light syndrome. It could be your computer, your television, your iPad, your smartphone, you know, whatever. I really look forward to the fact that my seasonality here on my hobby farm, it's really keeps my interest in hobbies interesting, because that season, those seasons are always making my daily chores and adventures change. You know, it could be gardening, it could be hunting, it could be fishing, it could be trapping, it could be taking care of the animals. It could be, you know, for the prep work for the garden in early spring, or what I'm doing right now to close down the garden for the fall. There's so many things that happen here, harvesting firewood. I mean, it's never ending, because it's not like a lot of people who might be listening to this in suburban urban America, which is 90% of Americans. How many of these people listening actually work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week in one of those little cubbies, you know, those little pseudo offices that you can stand up and see everybody else, you know, and you don't have variety in that instance. You have boredom. You have so much routine that you forget what life is about and put it in perspective. Here, when you do this type of stuff, and the same thing with what you do where you live, you have total variety, and you can pick and choose what hours you want to work, what chores you want to do, and again, they change with seasonality, and I love variety. That's one of the reasons why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, and one of the interesting things about the lifestyle that you have is that there's a lot of learning that goes on. There's never a dull moment, and you are responsible for your actions. So if you plan and your plans are viable, that's great. Things work out. If you fail to plan, it's your fault, and you suffer the consequences, and there's no one to blame except you. And the same is true for me. So if I fail to plan, it's all my fault, and everyone in the family suffers. If I plan well, then everyone benefits. And that's just kind of the way it is. We are in charge of our own destinies as farmers. So let's talk about this off-grid living thing. What's it really like? Is it easy? Is it something that... Let's talk about who might want to get into it and actually provide your own energy, whether it be through low head hydro or a wind turbine or solar or generator, but you're not connected to the power lines that just about everybody in this country is connected to. What's it really like?
Well, I personally love it, Vince. For your listeners who maybe hear me for the first time on your show, and I think I've been on your show for almost a year now, because my book's been out for came out October 15th. Isn't that crazy how fast time goes? But I really enjoy making my own energy with a solar array. And when we have a limited amount, especially during the cold, low light, dark months, we use a certain amount, and we use kerosene lamps and dovetail that for our lights. So it's kind of like money in the bank regarding energy. You use what you have. If you don't have the cash,
hold that thought.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Shebens with us. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. You get the book in at Amazon if you'd like. Or go to his website, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you talked about lighting, and you talked about kerosene. Have you experimented with LED lighting?
Yeah, we have some LEDs. We have CFLs, and the reason why we're not using mostly LEDs because we started with CFLs. The technology has changed so much, folks, just in the 7 years that we've been living off-grid. And when our CFL light bulbs start to deteriorate, which they've been lasting for this long, we're just going to keep replacing them with LEDs. And we also have what's called Nokora solar lights, Vince. They just hang in our window. And during the winter months, when we, like, go over to the sink to wash our hands or whatever, we'll just turn that on. And we have them in certain strategic places in the cabin, and it works great. And, you know, you'd be surprised how little electricity you can really use, folks, if you use CFLs, LEDs, solar lights, even some supplement a little bit with kerosene lanterns, because and we don't have a television, and we don't use our refrigerator in the winter months. We leave our food downstairs by the French doors, and it stays at a constant 35 to 40 degrees. So we adapt our living with seasonality again.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I asked about LED lighting is I've been experimenting with 12-volt LED strips that have no real electronics in them to step the voltage down from, you know, 117 or 120 AC down to 12 volts DC. And I hook these up directly to a car battery. And they consume very, very little power. And they're in these strips that are 15 feet long. And what I've done is I've adapted. What I did was I took a 1x12, 12 feet long, 1 inch thick board, a shelving board. And I ripped it down into about an inch and a half wide by 1 by 1.5 inches or so. And I attached these LED strips to these boards, and I nailed them around the perimeter of the kitchen, about a foot down from the ceiling, and they point upward. So the light points up from these LED strips toward the ceiling and reflects back down. And the entire kitchen is lit sufficiently that you can operate in the kitchen. You can do whatever you would normally want to do in the kitchen, you know, cooking and cleaning and all that kind of stuff, even reading in the kitchen with these LED lighting strips. And I measured the power consumption to light up our entire kitchen, which is like the main room of our house, 36 watts. And I took a small strip about 3 feet long, and I have that on a separate wall switch, and that's a nightlight down in the kitchen. And that probably uses about 3 watts. So these should last easily 50,000 hours. They run cool. There's no moving parts. They, you know, they don't get hot and they don't burn out from temperature failure. It's a great way to go, and they're very inexpensive. And the reason I was concerned about this is in our lifestyle, we would have normal household lighting. And if the power failed, we'd have to start up the generator and turn on the lights. Because the first thing that happens when the power fails at night is you want to be able to see what you're doing. You look for a flashlight. You turn on the, you know, fire up a kerosene lantern. But we have some very large dogs, and their tails are taller than the kitchen table. And I'm concerned that if they get excited or they hear something, that their tail might knock off the kerosene lamp. The oil might spill onto a rug in the kitchen. And it might spill, and, you know, we'll have a blaze going on in the kitchen. So to prevent all that, I've done away with the kerosene lantern lamps and lanterns and use these LED strips. So I'm going to send you one so you can experiment with it, okay?
Yeah,
I've got it right
in my
hands.
I think that's a great idea, Vince. And my kerosene
so if you've
lamp,
got a 12...
Most of them are...
If you've got a 12-volt source...
Right. Now, you have to keep a trickle charger on that 12-volt battery every once in a while to keep juice up, right?
Well, but you don't have to do that. Yes, I do, because I don't have my solar array hooked up yet. But here's what I have done. One of our instructors also lives off-grid. His name is Kyle Harris. And he said, hey, Vinny, what you need to do is run this. He told me the gauge of the wire, run it from the barn to the house. And I've done that. I've got that in the ground. And now I've got this south-facing sloped roof of the barn where I'm going to put the solar array. So I'm going to attach that to the wires. I'm going to have, you know, all of my electronics for off-grid living in the barn and send the power through this underground conduit into the house. So I am actively working on being off-grid. I have a small wind generator. I'm going to use that, plus the generator, plus the solar array, and I think I'll be good to go. I really do. I mean, and I'd like to be able to broadcast and have the entire studio powered from alternative energy as a start.
And how many volt system are you planning on using?
Well, I was trying to decide between 24 and 48. What are your thoughts?
I think 24 is more than appropriate, if you ask me. I mean, unless you got five TVs going and every...
I mean,
24 for me is way more than enough. But keep in mind, you need an inverter. And all the tools recommended in that, like a trimeter in the book that I discussed, and I would get everything that's mentioned there, and because everything works in unison. Now, keep in mind that technology has changed a lot in the last 7 years since I've been off grid, and a lot of my stuff is almost becoming obsolete. So, you know, do your research. My best when people contact me on a regular basis. How do I, from around the country, how do I look into this further than the information you put in your book, Rich? And I say, well, go to a battery store, a store that sells lead acid deep cycle batteries, because that's the most common battery that people use for their off-grid homes. And they could be industrial-sized batteries like L16s and stuff, but the reason why I suggest people to go to these battery stores, folks, is so they can not just talk to the people who work there who are extremely knowledgeable, but there are always, always people who are electricians with off-grid technology skills. In fact, a lot of these people live off-grid who go to these stores because they're outfitting off-grid people. The battery stores will be able to give you several names of people who have these certain expertise that you can contact them, pick their brains. In fact, if you're doing this for the first time, and especially if you don't have electrician skills, I highly recommend calling one of those people and hiring them and having them be your main consultant while you're putting your off-grid solar array together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have access to some of those people here on the radio, and maybe we could get some of them on, and we can talk more about this, you know, from the technical components. I mentioned Kyle Harris from Montana, and Kyle's on the line with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Ben and Rick. Yeah. I was going to chime in with you. You mentioned it, and I've got some time this morning, so I just thought I'd give you a call and join the show a little bit, if you don't mind, Vince.
No, that's fine. Kyle, you recommended that I run some number 10-gauge wire from the barn to the house, and I have done that times two. I decided to run two sets just in case, and then I ran some number four gauge wire in addition to that, triplex. And I've got thousands of feet of wire in conduit running all over between the house, the barn, the garage, the cattle waterer, and the outdoor wood furnace. So I've taken your advice. Now, you, both of you guys live off the grid, right? And you're both in Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where about you, Kyle?
I'm actually northwest of Kalispell.
Well, so am I. Are you in the Tobacco Valley?
Nope, I'm not that northwest.
Okay.
I'm more towards Libby.
Okay.
What I'll do is, if you guys would like, I'll send you each other's contact information, and you guys can chat offline if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love that.
So here's the question. How much planning goes into this off-grid lifestyle? Do you have to plan, if you turn on an appliance, for example, do you have to say, Or does this go through your mind? If I use this, I can't use something else because we haven't had much sun for the last 3 days. We will be out of electricity unless we run our generator. I mean, Kyle, would you share with us how your thought process works? And then, Rich, would you share yours? Kyle, go ahead.
Well, there's days when, like Rich was saying, you know, in the wintertime, you've got to go up there and clean off the solar panels. So it just kind of depends on the sun. If we haven't had much sun at all for 2 or 3 days, and the wife needs to do laundry, I'm not going to travel, you know, 60 miles to town to do laundry. So we have a washer and dryer that we run, and I have just upgraded my system to 1,000 watts of power coming in to 8 of those big batteries. So I can run the generator. It's a 6,500-watt generator, and I can run the generator for about – I usually will run it for about 2 hours if she's doing laundry because she'll run one or two loads through and dry them. It's a propane dryer, but it still has a 600-watt igniter on it. So I'll run it for a couple hours, and my inverter will charge the batteries on the power that's not being used.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then I'm usually done. And my generator will run, it burns about 3/4 of a gallon of gas per hour. But you're talking doing that once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as you were saying this, I was thinking you're using about $4.50 worth of fuel during that time in gasoline while you're running your generator to do your laundry. So $4.50 roughly in gasoline costs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and other than that, you don't have to use your generator, right?
Pretty much correct, Vince.
Rich Sheehan, Kyle Harris, I'm Infinite.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Plus, we've got Rich Sheeben, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. That's his book if you'd like to get it. It's available on Amazon.com. Kyle Harris is with us from Montana. Both of these instructors live off-grid. Rich, when you want to do laundry, do you do laundry in the conventional way that that Kyle Harris and his family and we do here on the farm with a conventional washer? Is that what you do, or do you do it differently?
Actually, we do have a washer here, Vince, but we decided, since we go into town like 3 days a week, Kyle, we only live like 4 miles from a small town here in northwest Montana, and, you know, we go in fairly frequently, so it's so easy to hit the laundromat, and even though we have a washer here, it's so cheap and so quick, and we bring our clothes home damp, and usually put it on a clothesline or one of those Lehman wood racks, and we leave it upstairs so the heat from the wood cook stove in a matter of hours basically dries everything. And we don't have to worry about things shrinking and stuff by using dryers. And, you know, dryers are probably the most expensive part of the washing situation anyway. And the reason why we live off-grid too, guys, is because we feel we can control our own destiny better. And let me just give you a financial example, because when you hear someone talking or selling you something, the first thing in your mind is you want to stop that person and ask, how much, right? My whole solar rate, everything, including the consultant, everything, my 7,000-watt generator, my T-105 or Trojan 105 lead-acid deep-cycle batteries, which cost $1,500, the whole system, my inverter charger, solar controller, tri-meter, you name it, cost $15,000. down. If I was to bring electricity down my driveway, folks, it would cost me a minimum of $40,000. So that right there is a math no-brainer. And, again, it gives us the opportunity to control our own destiny. Now, during the winter months, like Kyle was explaining, you know, we do have to brush the snow off the solar panels. I'm aware of how many amps everything in my cabin uses. Like, for example, if Karen's got the iron going, that's going to be like between 20 and 30 amps. If she washes the little dog here in the cabin and breaks out the blow dryer, that's going to be also high in amperage. But everything else, the computers, the LEDs or CFL lights that we had, pretty much everything that we use is very low in amps and wattage. Now, you guys were talking wattage, and it's really funny because I'm more geared to amps or amp hours, because when you look at a system in general, some people mention watts or how many watts the solar panels have. You know, I have a little over 1,000 watts, 1,060 to be exact. But the true unit of measure is not even your generator, but it's your amp hour system. And I have a 675-hour amp hour system, which is more of a direct relation to the battery capacity and strength. So when I look at my tri-meter, I gear my mind to amp hours. I don't know if you do that at all, Kyle, but that seems to work easier for my mind as far as the simplicity perspective, because I try very hard to keep my batteries no lower than 80% strength or capacity. I know a lot of people who live off-grid are okay with their batteries during the winter months going down to 50%, but I charge during the lowest heat, lowest light, lowest, shortest time of the year, I will run my generator up to 2 times per week, and every 8 days is what the experts recommend that you charge your battery almost to full capacity. So that's my game plan, and it might sound complicated to some folks, but it's extremely simple.
I couldn't agree more, Vince. I thought it was really interesting when you mentioned, you know, well, I can wait. I'll hold for Vince if it's all right with you till after the news. That'd be fine.
Yeah, well, we're out of time for this hour, Kyle.
That's all right.
It went really, really fast. Glenn Meter's coming up next, and we're going to be talking about water. But, gentlemen, feel free to call in at any time. You know, why don't we just, we should have a round table, a two-hour round table on alternative energy. Is that something that both of you'd like to do?
Sure, love to.
Okay, I'll schedule that with you, and we'll get into detail on the particulars. And so I'll call both of you guys, and we'll make that happen. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much for being with us. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.